Welcome to episode 8 of the Boomac Brawl.
Legends of the Boomac Temple.
This is Frank the Silver Snake.
This is Ryan the Red Jaguars.
And this is Dobble, Green Monkeys.
This is Mark the Blue Barracudas.
This is Ren the Purple Parrot. Just call me Ren or something bad will happen.
Keep it short.
Yeah, okay. You know something bad's going to be happening to you later on.
I bet. Okay.
Yes.
Anime we watched. Last Thursday,
Aquarium. It feels so good.
So good.
It feels so good.
But like, I never watched something that was supposed to be serious be so awful. Like, I don't know things they ripped off. I counted Ava, Matrix,
Van Dredd.
Kingdom Hearts, Van Dredd.
Wait, it was supposed to be serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
They stood.
Is one of Manling's characters in there.
Yeah, and he's a magician, too.
And he can read people by listening to their feet. Like their feet or the footprints. You have nice feet.
Why doesn't he just kill the alien? Or the aliens? No, like
Shadow angels.
Or something. Why doesn't he just kill
them? Yeah.
The knockoffs that didn't make it in the end of the Ava series.
Because they look like manatees.
And also, why do they keep sending that one chick who freaks out all the time in first?
That's what I wonder.
There's not going to be any people left by the
time. Wasn't she supposed to be rated, like, the best? What the fuck?
Haven't they ever, defeated one of those harvesters before it was done harvesting all of the people?
That's a very good question. I doubt it. This freaking manatee thing is flying around.
They're never going to save the world like that.
And they look like they have giant udders.
I like the way how the lesbian girl's heart expands and then explodes whenever she's excited. So I'd like to see her do the merge.
She must be from Cranked.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking during that scene when it showed her heart just beating.
Hey, crackhead.
Hey, crackhead.
You will not be dying in my car. Here, that's some Haitian shit. It's like plant shit, man.
It's a hardcore shit. It's made from plant shit.
This is power!
This is what a man looked like, crackhead. This is power! Okay. Then, on Monday, we watched Persona Trinity Soul, which was quite good despite my first thoughts on it.
It was below my expectations, honestly.
I thought it was good. A girly looking boy.
Let's not even go there, please.
A hint of, like, you know, incestuous relationships between three brothers. It was awesome.
Did you not have any incestuous
They give the impression that
they give you impression
they give you the impression that they've all been sleeping with each other at some point.
Or at least the two older
you
brothers.
Guys are twisted.
They blush all the time.
I don't know, I think they're, like, it's just the beginning of the series. They're moving up to something. It seems like this is just like the start of it, like the start of a game or something. They're trying to build it up.
Honestly, it would have been much more awesome if they were still shooting themselves in the head.
Vote with the Evokers.
Yeah, maybe they'll get an Evokers.
But I do
it
like...
It loses me when they don't have the Evoker in
They
it.
Should have the Evoker.
I like the glowing eyes, though. The glowing eyes are very appreciated.
They have glowing eyes with
the
Evokers.
They incorporated the Persona fighting well in that.
Yeah. It should have been just like an RPG style, like one guy punches, then the other guy punches.
Mm. Of course, what I find absolutely hilarious is, you know, you got the guy who actually loses his persona, and he doesn't tell the guy until he's in trouble. It's like, help me, back me up! I can!
Popping those pills.
I also like the fact that when that cop sent his persona after the bad guy, he just ran right up to him and punched him in the face.
I like the background music from the game.
Yeah.
Yes, that was awesome.
I like the best part about that game is the music. It has such cheery fighting music.
I always like the Russian one, the future.
I just like the flying. Just sit there and, you know, you're surrounded by your persona and suddenly you have the ability to fly.
Yeah, they couldn't fly in the game.
Yeah, what
that,
the hell?
Yeah, no. Everyone should be able to fly.
I've seen that
shit. Persona.
I can fly.
Let's wait on that one.
Okay, for fans of Lucky Star who are also alcoholics, they've released Lucky Star Sake.
Wait, is Lucky Star aimed at kids? Because it seems... I don't... They're supposed to be in high school. They look like they're in elementary school.
It seems kind of...
What's Lucky Star?
Oh, God.
I watched the first episode of that. I got 10 minutes through it. I think my brain melted. I like stupid shit, but that was a little too hardcore for me. Although, everyone who's watched this is better after episode 5. When they fired the original director.
I
wonder
why.
They talk about food for 15 minutes.
Wow. Sounds like a winner.
It sounds like that mushroom anime that was on...
I've never seen the opening.
What's it called? Genshin.
If you ever seen the opening, it's kind of like on drugs. It has a really weird song in it.
They should make a Katamari Damacy anime.
It wouldn't make... It would be just about as bad as Bobobo.
I'm bringing in Bobobo next week.
No, I was punched
yes.
enough when it was on TV.
Look, no fist of the nose hair here.
Fist of the nose hair!
I'm having enough trouble trying to get in Ghost Talker's Daydream, okay?
Or Master Keen.
Or
Blue
never get
Submarines.
In.
Wow, I don't care about Blue Submarine. I'm going to probably show that at the film fest.
Okay. Oh, iTunes adding some manga entertainment titles. Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex. Which is weird because people like ADV, who charge like $30 for like 4 episodes, should be doing stuff like that. Among Entertainment's prices have always been pretty good. About 5 or 6 episodes on a DVD.
They also start subbing a lot more. They don't put a lot of English dubs.
Yeah.
Like my all-time favorite one that they have is Ramen Fighter Miki. I don't know if you ever saw that.
It
reminds me of Ranma 1/2 a little bit.
I liked Ranma 1/2.
It gives the vibe of it. I liked that show.
Hey, in regards to the Phoenix Wright anime, I still haven't heard word of it. But like I said, I got a feeling that they're making something. Someone's drawing some crap.
Yeah, give me proof before you sit there and go spouting. I have a feeling.
It'll be Capcom's drawing up some cool cutscenes that will be used for it.
I felt a ripple in the Force.
Anime Force.
Yeah, no, that's just your stupidity. You're imagining things.
Stupid people can't imagine stuff.
Haven't you ever heard of a Mirage?
Live action DBZ. They wrapped up the filming in Mexico.
Oh, yay.
I want to see it.
Is half the movie going to be them charging up?
Yes. Half? Have you ever watched Dragon Ball Z? It's going to be 3/4.
It'll be a 3-part movie for one scene. I really want to see the effects that they use in it.
Yeah, just charging up. It would be pretty cool if they did it like with Sailor Moonlight, actually. That was actually cool.
See, I don't know why they did Dragon Ball. They should do Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, wait, they're doing the original Dragon Ball?
Yeah, the original
Dragon
Ball.
Oh, this is going to suck, then. What do I know? We're not gonna see the comic.
Yeah, you'll see it in the original Dragon Ball.
Oh, I've never seen the original Dragon Ball. Do they have that?
Yeah.
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 It's just not as good as Dragon Ball Z because there's no scouters or anything.
Oh god, that would be epic if they put that in a Dragon Ball Z movie.
The Anime Boston registration screw ups. They apologized for it, so.
Did they give them their money back?
I'm not sure.
They should have.
Okay. Anyone else have any more anime news?
Yes, I just remembered mine, actually.
Oh.
As you all may recall, when we watched Dragon Half, I mentioned that the guy who originally did it was on, like, drugs.
Yeah.
And they put him in jail. He just got out.
Oh, my God.
Nice. And he is working on finishing the series.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
my God, yes.
Happy days.
Donald
Rubble will forever regret this.
Oh, God. I have news. For anyone who watches Adult Swim, Blood Plus is finally over.
Yay.
The ending was disappointing in so many ways, and some reason the gay guy survived even though he was killed.
Cut in half. And I don't know how he lived.
And
he must be that much of a badass, because out of all of them, none of the Chevalier fucked with him.
Oh, and Anne-sized blood was there too, so you figured he'd turn to stone. But they don't even show that, so technically we don't even know if he died or not. There really is no proof. He just disappears off of existence.
Have you seen the sequel of Yang? The pseudo-sequel, I should say?
No.
They released an OVA that's supposedly based on it, and I believe it's supposed to be a pseudo-sequel, not directly connected to the plot. Might have some more information in there.
Oh, but on a positive note, Code Geass will be replacing it at, like, the end of April.
Nice.
So,
and on about Code Geass Part 2 will be coming out April 6th, I think?
Hey, I heard that Bandai's license for that extended to the second season.
Hey, you guys better not be downloading fan cell, because it's killing the industry.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's not like the, like the economy. We can't spend $30 on a DVD, or that the fact that the, most of the anime in Japan is about, like, little girls and crap like that. That's not it at all.
It's also about little boys.
I would rather a badass male lead.
You know, that's not the half of it. They have to import the anime all the way from Japan.
Or a badass female lead. I like my anime to contain at least... It has to have a certain level of badassery for me to enjoy it.
I just need a semi and a nuke and I'm good.
All you need is, like, a gay guy.
That's what I just said.
No, because the semi and nuke is starting to be phased out in some series.
The what?
Some of them are switchers, so...
Okay.
Like Top Guy, Bomb Guy.
Video games!
Going off the topic,
Guitar Hero for the DS. It looks like it might actually not suck. It depends on what songs they have.
They better have Hotel California.
They won't.
Basically, it's you put like this little thing in the GBA slot, and you wrap it around your hand, and you have four of the frets. And you have a little guitar pick stylus, and you strum with it.
I mean, it looks pretty cool.
They're just trying to cash in now.
But yeah, they are.
They also...
It's $50, so it ain't too bad.
They also, these bunch of guys programmed a Guitar Hero-like program for the Commodore 64.
And yes, it's real. I saw
the
video.
And you can use you can buy an adapter to use the guitar controller.
Cool.
And it looks pretty cool. It uses, 8-bit chiptunes. I'll just show you guys the video.
It's pretty sweet.
But I would get it.
Can we play Mario on it?
Da, 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 da,
yes.
Da, da, da. I would get it. You want to play Guitar Hero? Sure. What is that? Well, why is the Guitar Hero controller attached to like a keyboard or something? That's a Commodore 64. Well, that's not a PS2.
What? How are we going to explain that to our children? I don't think they'll understand what a Commodore 64 is.
They're not
going to
understand.
I don't understand what it is.
Oh.
Are you sure you grew up in the 90s?
Did you ever see Freakazoid?
No.
Oh, God. No. What? Okay.
No,
I
watched Pee Wee's Playhouse and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
I was coma for the first years of your life.
Hey, wait a second. I like Mr. Rogers. He was my favorite show when I was a kid.
I know Mr. Rogers is cool, but not in seeing Freakazoid.
Mr. Rogers always gave off a pedophile vibe to me.
Mr. Rogers was almost as good as Captain Planet.
I mean, Candlejack was the coolest
It sucks.
Candlejack.
What? What evil are you speaking?
Wait, what evil did she speak?
She said that, so it sucks.
What sucks?
Mr. Rogers. That's what she said.
No. He compared the whatever you guys...
I said it was almost as good to
as Captain Planet, so I said, oh, so it must suck.
He's a superhero who has all the powers of the internet. Or is it cyberspace or something crazy like
something
that?
Something like that. It's about the same thing.
And basically that is how a superhero with everything the internet would be. They've accurately depicted him.
Wow. Okay.
Did you see Earthworm Jim?
I don't think I want to, no.
No,
ever.
Come on! You're killing me.
I watched different shows.
What shows?
That was a standard station.
Yeah.
Wait,
what station?
It's WB.
Or...
Oh, yeah, WB.
Did you ever watch Gargoyles?
See, yeah, no,
that
I didn't. Cool.
My mom watched that with me.
She
liked that. That's on like 3:30 in the morning on Toon Disney.
Did you ever get like the Gargoyles board game?
No.
Well, it's like...
Oh, I remember that. It went with the movie, didn't it?
Yeah, it's one of those board games where you put like a movie in and like follow instructions from the movie.
So this is the problem. I didn't watch WB11 until like a little bit later on in my elementary school year.
And then she was corrupted by Sailor Moon and Pokemon.
Yeah, that's actually what I ended up watching.
Show on WB.
Yeah,
that's basically what I started watching. I was flipping through the channels and I randomly got Pokemon.
Remember when Toonami used to be good?
Those were the good days.
Yeah.
Moment of silence.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't read Toonami until about 2003, so I missed out.
Oh, yeah,
I don't care
I,
what anyone says. I like the original Four Kids One Piece opening song.
Yeah, yo.
Anything that's rapping pirates in it's automatically good.
Yeah, no, I like Adult Swim better than, you know, Toonami. Just, the anime's better.
I like when Toonami had, anime music videos. They had, like, Gorillaz, Daft Punk, like, actual good bands. Now, like, I don't even know what Toonami is now.
They do game reviews.
They used to.
Oh, dear God.
They reviewed Morrowind, and that was an actual good review.
Well, I mean, Morrowind is an epic
game.
Yeah,
they review games like 6 months after they come out.
Oh, yeah, and it takes them a while to do another review. It takes, like, how many months for something to happen. It's like, how many games come out? You can't even, like, switch it up a little bit.
Okay, they are remaking Disgaea for the DS.
Yes.
I think we're
adding
that.
You gotta get that game.
Yes,
that
I
is
will.
The most awesome game
I will,
ever.
I will get that game, too.
This guy, when that comes out for a thing, basically it's this little demon prince. His father died choking on a pretzel.
Wait, what is this called?
This guy. And he has to take
Wait,
over
is
the
his father George
world.
Bush?
No.
Would that mean bad?
He wants to take over the underworld. This really has
oh,
exploding penguins called pretties.
Oh, I think I saw like a commercial for like that, for the anime of it.
You don't watch the anime, you play the game.
Yeah, no, I
Is that by Atlas?
Wow.
Yeah, Atlas.
Okay, I'm
Making
by
Atlas is good.
And it,
yeah,
Atlas
I'm definitely
good.
Because I have it for the PS2, and
right.
I have the second one, which I haven't beaten yet.
Yeah.
Has the best character in there, the Dark Adonis Vires.
Oh, wait, you have the games?
Yeah, I have the games. For PS2.
I want a
PS.
I want to talk about God of War Chains of Olympus for the PSP.
Okay.
My brother got it, and... It's awesome. It's just like the almost exactly like the console version. The graphics are the same. The combat's awesome. They managed to work around the rubbish control stick. But okay, take a regular sized candy bar, and then have like the fun sized candy bar. It's just disappointing. It's 5 hours long. It's not.
Oh.
My brother traded it in. I beat it. My brother beat it in the same day.
That's disappointing.
That is disappointing.
That's the same day he got it?
Yeah, and not the same... Maybe the same day he got it.
Wow.
Wait, so this game, both of you beat it in one day?
Yes, it's a 5 hour long game.
That is sad and pathetic.
That is.
But it was so good, but so short. It's like a like one of those crappy fun-sized candy bars.
Why didn't they just get the extra budget? And put it on PS2.
Exactly.
Is it worth replaying?
Because the PSP is stored for games. That's what
they
it is.
They should just euthanize that thing.
Yeah.
That would be the DS.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. Is it replayable? Like, can...
There's different costumes, but nothing really...
So once you play it, not really again.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's just a waste. How
I
much
just
do you pay?
God of War 1 and 2.
Oh... Theseus.
Oh, that was my favorite part. I never cackled before the first time I did that, where you just grab his head and ram his head in the door repeatedly over and over and over again until it pops off.
That's great.
I also like how the guy with the shield who killed Medusa.
Perseus. Why couldn't I drown him? I didn't like kicking him out of the window was cheap. I liked swirling the thing around, drowning him, and stuff.
Things Perseus.
Perseus.
It's Perseus.
No, Perseus.
No, it's not.
I also like the Flying Fingers.
Have you ever seen Clash of the Titans?
Perseus. That's how you pronounce it.
Lies.
Theseus, too.
I also like the fight with Icarus. How he's old and crazy now.
Hasn't no one ever heard of Icarus?
And he ends up getting a cheap shot on you and knocking you down. Okay, Crystal Chronicles for the DS, it's really good.
Yeah, it's kind of like Zelda, but with less awesome dungeons, but it has magic, really cool magic, and you have multiple party members. It's really good. If you like Zelda, you'll probably like this game.
I have a problem with it. They nerfed the multiplayer.
What does that mean?
What do you mean they nerfed it?
You could, okay, on the Crystal Chronicles of the GameCube, the funnest part was if you happened to get four people with Game Boy Advances to actually do the main story. You can't do the main story with multiple people on this one.
But
you just do separate dungeons, and that's my problem with it. But otherwise, it's a great game.
I don't mind that part, but then again, I haven't played the original.
Yeah, you haven't played the original. But the problem is it was so hard to get the right amount of people with the, all
yeah.
the stuff.
I mean, at least with the DS, it's easier. Just
you did.
You got a DS and the game card.
I love that fact. No, you know, wires to connect, and I was so happy when they did
but
wireless.
I highly recommend it. I put at least 4 hours into it, and I had it for like a couple days.
Yeah.
Game time.
Bethesda's releasing Fallout 3, and they say it has 200 endings. I don't even know how that's possible.
Oh, dear God.
Haven't you ever played the original King's Quest? No, I'm sorry, not the original. King's Quest 6. You can die, like, so many fucking times.
We're not talking dying in so many ways. We're talking about actually thinking of 200 different ways to end the story.
Do they have cutscenes for each one?
They probably do.
If Bethesda,
okay, then that's
they
epic.
Do.
That's epic.
I mean, like, how can you even be that creative? I run out of ideas at around, like, 50.
200 writers and have each write a different one.
I mean, playing Morrowind, that's like a, what, 200 plus hour game.
One of them has to involve, like, flying space monkeys or something crazy like that.
But then again, it's like Oblivion, so, or Morrowind,
oh,
so.
I love Morrowind.
It's basically one of those games, so, sure, that's possible, feasible.
Oh, yeah, the Viking game came out.
Oh, the Viking game?
The 360 I saw.
Oh,
which you basically, I was reading, if you basically run around and you have to free the other Vikings and then you have war with the monsters on the battlefield and they come to assist you.
Oh, is this like the Viking game where you get captured by aliens?
No.
That's
this is set in like Norse mythology.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Or Freya wants you to kill Hel or something like that.
Nice.
Is that it for gaming news?
No, for those of you who enjoy the 50 Cent Bulletproof.
Oh!
They're making a sequel.
Oh!
That was one of the best. That was a game that sold a lot. 50 Cent Bulletproof.
It was one of those things where, hey, 50 Cent's on a cover. I'm going to buy that.
Wait, so it's actually
and
the rapper?
It sold over
yeah.
a million.
And it's a game.
Yeah. You see, 50 Cent thinks he's all badass and stuff, but he's not.
Because he got shot, in quotation marks.
Yeah, I didn't. Nine times. I don't know, I like. The Pope John Paul never bragged about being shot. he was like the 50 Cent of popes.
Well, Tupac is pretending to be dead.
That's true.
What?
Tupac.
Comes out with like a new album almost every year. No dead guy has that many remixes.
I wrote the song a long time ago. A real long time ago.
I love that.
I wrote the song in 94.
Peace out to, what did he say at the end of that? I can't
remember. And Dave Chappelle. That ain't your wife.
Rest in peace, baby. Okay, I will.
Is that for game news?
What is no. this, 50 Cent?
How much game news do we
What's
have?
This?
I don't know. Persona 4.
Yes. PS2, right?
Yes, PS2.
Yes. Cool.
Okay. Next subject.
They're still making PS2 stuff?
Yeah, there's a lot of PS2
cool.
stuff still coming out.
Sonic Unleashed.
What is this?
Another.
I'm kind of hesitant for another 3D Sonic game.
Ugh.
Is that like Sonic for the Dreamcast?
No.
The first
Sonic Adventure 2 was the only one I liked.
Sonic Adventure 1 was good, I thought.
Yeah, I was a good game.
Yeah,
I will admit.
High points.
Yeah, that was the only like fun Super Sonic battles. Because the other ones were just weird with all the floating and stuff.
Another problem with the first Sonic Adventure was you had the good characters and you had the crappy ones.
No one wants to play as Amy. No one wants to play as Big.
Exactly.
I mean, okay, you buy Sonic because you want, like, fast-paced action, and then they make you play as an obese cat that fishes.
Yeah,
Amy
make Sonic game where you play as Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles. That's all you need.
I thought the shooting stages were good.
I like Shadow.
Shadow.
And Shadow.
They made him emo. I'll never forgive them.
That's true.
What I liked about the second one was the incredibly awfully good track. The music track on there where they had such classics like Pumpkin Hill.
This is Sonic Freak Knuckles, and we have Pumpkin Hill. And then Escape from the City.
I have that on my iPod.
Follow me! Set me free!
Stop singing.
No.
Oh, it's amusing.
And yet you just stopped.
Trust me, and we will escape from the city.
Or Live and Learn, which is another good one.
That's Live and Learn!
I like the way that they preach to you in the game, too. I like the final boss fight where they do Super Saiyan, and he comes, "Here I come, you creep!
Here I come, you creep!"
Is that it for game news?
No. Wow, how much game news do we have? A lot. Rock Band for the Wii. It's just like the PS2 version, but it's white.
And it has 5 extra tracks.
So it's like KKK version of the Rock Band.
Yeah, so I guess if you don't like black...
Lord, no way.
Once you have black, you never go back.
Rock Band.
Yeah, World of Warcraft patch day.
Today's patch day, download it.
And,
what's updating?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of crap.
Oh, God.
Are they changing the attack and defense values again?
I don't know about that, but they changed a whole bunch of classes. They added new loot, new instances... A whole bunch of shit they changed. Some of it's like really cool.
Tell me when Blizzard makes a Gantz MMO or MMO.
I'd
play that.
Oh god, I would play
There's
that.
There's a bastard MMO coming out.
Oh, I'll play that too.
RT was telling me about it. He's crazy for it.
Just watch the Dark Schneider account's gonna end up on eBay for like $1 million.
Also, for all the witch touching fans, they're releasing a sequel to the witch touching game. That game outsold Phantom Hourglass in Japan. That is sad.
That is.
People have problems.
That is the state of the Japanese gaming market.
Which is sad.
Hey, Bible Black is like the highest grossing game of all time.
You know, I might want to play that eventually one day.
What?
It has me curious, Bible Black.
I'll lend you my copy.
I said I'm sort of curious.
It's actually really fun.
Okay. Random Wikipedia article.
Excuse me. Are we done with it or not?
Yes, we are.
Okay, then. Olmec, where to next?
It's time to move to the Shrine of the Silver Monkey.
Uh-oh.
It would be great is if we pull up the Shrine of the Silver Monkey.
Or something crazy like that.
Or something crazy like that.
Allison Adler.
Allison Adler. Adler or Adler?
Adler.
What did she do?
She's a writer and producer of film and television. She has worked on such projects as Still Standing and Family Guy.
Ooh.
There we go! Family Guy! Yeah.
Okay, so why is that not marked as a stub in the lead yet?
I don't know.
Okay. Reroll.
Olga Marlin.
And what did Olga Marlin do, assuming it's a she?
She's the author of To Africa with a Dream and a founding member of Klanda School in Kenya.
Hmm. Reroll.
Reroll.
Dude, what's it?
Otema Alamadi.
Otema Alamadi. Why are we picking up so many people? Who is this person?
The Prime Minister of Uganda.
Oh, you mean that place that we're talking about with Amnesty International now? Those invisible children?
Wait, are those like the children who they make mercenaries and stuff?
You know what BE should have a field day with that?
You know,
because all the children go out.
Okay, first of all, I bet there is no juvenile crime in places like that. you walk the streets, and you see like little 8-year-old kids with AK-47s and death stares.
That's horrible, Frank.
Okay.
Go get raped, Frank.
Look blue, go purple.
What?
Alternative pop / rock band from New Zealand.
Nah.
Okay.
We need to find one of their songs.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
That's it for the Wikipedia. Let's go one more.
You know what? For the hell of it, why not an extra one?
Let's do a Redeemer.
Redeemer. Just think of it. Who is Jesus?
History of Dundee.
Oh, please don't tell me this has anything to do with the crocodile hunter. What is it?
The Dundee Law? What is the Dundee Law?
What is this?
Oh, it's like a castle or something.
Where is it?
Scotland.
In
Ireland.
I don't say, there's no lead-in article.
Come on, it has to say it somewhere where it is.
Winston Churchill was part of that city.
Okay, so it's somewhere in England.
Yes.
Or the United Kingdom or something. Since it's Dundee, I have no idea. I'm not sure where Dundee originates.
Are there crocodile hunters?
Australia?
That's not a
is it? Was it a form of prison?
No.
It's Australian for bear.
Okay.
Wasters.
Okay,
Australian for bear.
Okay, enough for the Wikipedia articles.
Now, to move into the dark forest.
Okay, tech. Chrysler is adding Wi-Fi to their cars.
Why?
I don't
why
know.
Not?
Why
so you
not?
You can get
an
accident now while talking on your cell phone and watching your TV.
Oh my
or
god,
YouTube.
People browsing B while driving.
That's not going to be good. What if a cop pulls you over?
Oh, good god.
Yeah, he had a few cases of beer and he was browsing B. He looked like he was on a motivational poster thread.
Oh.
What's that bear?
Oh, no, the cop just walks in and he sees Pedo Bear.
Oh.
Sir?
You know, what happens when Pedo Bear becomes a trademark for something?
People have a field day. Oh,
I'm going to try to trademark.
Out of it.
I'm going to try to
this
trademark
is my
Pedo Bear.
P Bear. Go to Build-A-Bear and make a Mr. P Bear.
I have to go to Build-A-Bear workshop.
No, I was really tempted when my sister was still little to make her Stanky the S&M Bear. Just because I just want to see how far I could get away with
Wait,
it.
Wait, what?
You can create
I always had this, like, desire to go into Build-A-Bear and make, like, an S&M Bear. That had, like, assless chaps, handcuffs, complete gagger. Instead of having a heart, it has a password. Safety word.
Oh,
no, they don't, but I'm sure you can find it easily. I want to see the look on the horrified children's faces. That would be kind of funny. Comes in a cage instead of the box.
Yeah. Sun Microsystems is receiving $49
million
$44 million in funding.
To
use lasers instead of wires for computer components.
I heard about that. The optical chips or something.
So,
it's supposed to be faster.
It has a 50% failure rate.
It happens to a computer when the laser is malfunctioning
so
above your computer.
So the failure rate is slightly better than the Xbox 360.
No.
Oh, I went there.
Nah, yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Speaking of gaming news, I've started saving money for a PS3.
Ooh.
Congratulations.
I should have it by the end of June.
There you go.
Okay. Asus is making touchscreen laptops.
Cool.
Yeah, they're a small EE PC line, they're real small ones.
I think that's a good thing, because I don't
They
like
said they're gonna... They said they denied it, and now I think it's quite almost confirmed they're making them. And it's gonna cost them like $10 more to do it.
I don't like using that stupid pad.
Oh,
and
that touchpad? Hell no.
Yeah. Or the little nub mouse thing.
Oh, wondering how that is now.
I know what it's called, but I'm not gonna what everyone calls it, but I'm not gonna say it on the podcast.
Say it.
No.
Come on, we already said fuck.
No, we did.
No, I said it before, and besides, we both told racist jokes.
I did not tell a racist joke.
Really?
I was making a generalization about underage soldiers.
You went a lot. You're an instigator of bad things. You too.
Okay.
The two of you.
Frankly, we should
are
both
horrible.
Get raped, apparently.
Okay. Social bomb.
Oh.
Now, a bunch
what
of these.
That?
Failure.
These asshats made this little a thing. Up to 30 people wear them around their neck. And it looks like a bomb, so, wear that around New York City.
But cops can shoot them.
Giuliani would probably kill you himself.
But when you're
with a little square thing with a battery and then a little like
radio transmitter, and when you're within 5 feet of someone else wearing it, your score is averaged together. And the more you socialize with people, the higher your score. And if you socialize with someone with a lower score than you, your score lowers. As a person with a lower score, is called the social bomb, and everyone has to stay away from him.
That's the lamest thing I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Wait,
it also sounds like something you give to, like, little children in a schoolyard.
Yes.
And they have leaderboards.
And they have online public leaderboards.
This
okay.
is
going to
be more phenomenal than the Pika Pet. Remember that?
Yes, I have.
Pika
one.
Pika.
Oh, God.
Pikachu.
Okay.
Pika Pet. The best friend that you can get.
So,
Pokemon Pikachu. I remember.
So if you're the social bomb, your score is the lowest. You know what I would do if I was a social bomb?
Oh.
I would stalk the person with the highest score and bring him down too.
Oh yeah, that's gonna really help. It's
the only
there, you're, like,
five
gone. You're the person who doesn't sit there and talk.
No,
you're the shy person. That'll give people more reason
say,
to avoid you.
Kid.
They'll just be looking at their meter and watching their score plummet.
Oh.
That's what you should do. Get into negative numbers on purpose.
Yes.
Mail to, like, Alaska for a month and then have it mailed back. And just start walking around and having random conversations with people.
Wait, why is my score going down? Oh, no! Okay, Miss Bimbo.
Oh.
That's another online game that encourages girls to become bimbos.
Yeah, you get, like, a girl, and you can give her facelifts, and you can spend, like, bimbo dollars to give her facelifts and starve her.
Is this, like, the immigrant game?
No, she can become, like, so you can become, like, the prettiest little bimbo and marry some rich old guy.
The prettiest little princess?
Yeah, the web game.
I say we should all have a tournament and see who can marry the rich guy first.
We should!
Dude, I'd be the greatest bimbo ever. I don't know what any
of you. No, Ryan's the prettiest little princess.
That's another game. Only when I'm drunk. It's a game of shame.
Well, when I get drunk, I start pillaging stuff.
Unlike The Hunt, which is a game of honor.
The Hunt?
The Hunt.
Well, let's share the results of this year's Hunt.
I won.
Yes.
That's all you need to know.
How did you win?
It's really easy, actually. We were both dead even with the count, and then I locked her out of the bathroom and ganked the rest of the eggs that were in there. I won by one.
The Hunt.
And all I had to do was win 13 more times, and then we'll be even.
Nice. Okay. I'm some miscellaneous stuff. Now, one of our members has diabetes.
Shut up, I do not.
I'm a member.
You have diabetes. Blood. You know, you have diabetes.
The blood tests when I get it will clearly say that I don't.
Diabetes?
In
diabetes.
The meantime, I'm going to eat the rest of my Easter candy.
Just in case you tell you that I have the diabetes.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with having diabetes. Liberty Medical, they can help
I
you live a better life.
Give you diabetes.
How could you do that?
He could inject his blood into him. That would give
me
diabetes.
I thought that would give me something else. Like, my body would reject it, and I'll probably go into, like,
yeah, what type of blood cells do you have?
A negative.
I have A positive.
Oh, shit.
Diabetes ain't so funny now, so it isn't.
That's why
diabetes.
Okay, wait, diabetes. What
would happen if there was a... You get diabetes. You have diabetes too, Frank.
Either that or have a blood clot, have a heart attack, or have a stroke.
Damn you, Kira!
No, you know, what you're gonna see is a DVD that says fuck you written on it, and you're gonna open up and it'll say damn you, Kira, and then all of a sudden.
I don't know, I think it'll be hard to get the, to wheel in the syringe and stuff and get it in me, because I'm a pretty light sleeper.
Not if he drugs you.
Me?
Haitian shit.
Oh no. Why don't you just to make it easy and just inject me with the Chinese shit?
This is some high tech sci fi Chinese shit. I don't know what's in this shit. The explanations in that movie were awful.
Yeah, that's what some Chinese shit.
It's like Helsing. You don't ask questions.
Like, it doesn't even make sense to inject him with the Chinese shit. He had him, like, unconscious. He could just kill him right there.
Well, I just wanted him to
You wouldn't have a
something.
Movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Didn't have something
it's more fun that way,
just
watching
it. But it's so ridiculous, it's good. I love it.
No,
of course. Crank is an amazing
Chinatown.
Movie.
Chinatown.
The Chinatown scene. But Good news for the Crank fans, Crank 2.
My god, yes.
Apparently, he has an indestructible heart of some kind.
Somebody stole his indestructible heart.
Oh!
And replaced it.
Wait, what, he's dead?
So he's going to die?
He's alive.
How did he survive the fall?
Because he has an indestructible heart.
Who replaced his heart and when?
A Chinese mobster replaced his heart with a mechanical one that needs electricity to survive.
So they scraped him off the street.
And stole his heart and replaced it with a different one.
He's a pacemaker.
What the hell?
Oh my god.
It's gonna be amazing.
It is.
It's just ridiculous. It's even more ridiculous than the first one.
Hey, if I could survive putting 50 milligrams of epi in me, I would do that just to run.
How much of that stuff did you say to take?
Okay, this is the ring. The whole thing ninja.
Yep.
Okay, good news for next week, we'll be having a special guest.
Well, supposedly.
If he makes it.
Yes.
The hate machine. The
internet hate machine.
He hates everything.
Especially Matt.
Prepare to be offended.
Yeah, you'll be offended. If you thought my comment about innocent children was bad.
You might have to give him a shot.
It is true, though.
And be able to keep his heart going, because he might have a heart attack as he froths at the mouth. It'll be hard to get him to stop talking.
What if he has a heart attack on air?
We'll have to shout, damn you, Kira, for him.
Damn you, Kira! Okay,
Down to diabetes.
Yeah,
that
would be my point, to pretend I was never here.
The superhero movie actually looks good.
I actually am not going to pirate this one. I'm actually going to go and pay to see a movie that's less than 2 hours long. It's a first time.
He can't even fly. I can fly.
I eat planets.
Tom Cruise is dead.
Apparently he can't fly. Okay, anything else?
Yes! It will go under miscellaneous. I will not hear it!
Oh, why can't you just wait for like 30 seconds and do it in the corner?
No, it's not the point of that. It's the point that us fangirls deserve some part of it.
Ugh, fine.
No, you wanted to run under the miscellaneous?
No, go ahead and do it under the miscellaneous.
Okay.
Shit.
The Yoy Jamboree! It'll be awesome!
Yowie.
Yes! I know! Shut up!
Yowie! Why are you yelling?
It will have Eki Eki, which, you know, World's End, and, you know, all that crazy shit, and Mikio Suda, which is Princess, and they're just awesome.
Is it about two chicks?
No, it's about guys who cross-dress.
What'd you want?
But it's in actuality in no way gay.
No.
That makes no sense. That's like Tokyo. That's like saying Tokyo Godfather is just gay.
Technically, the guys just visualize these three princesses in an all-boys school, but they don't technically. They just kind of fawn over them. They're not allowed to, you know, do anything. They have princess guards. Would you get off my? Who said you could have a brownie?
I can. Mr. Diabetes can. Diabetes.
But yes, I'm up
for a diabetes shot too.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I had to do that.
I don't know. I have to flip coins.
How much you ever lose on a coin flip?
Dude, really want to?
I only have enough for one.
In there too.
How much?
I can't have it anymore because then I'll make fun of Mr. Diabetes.
He doesn't have diabetes yet, so wait till we know the news, then we can make fun of him more.
You know, Ryan, this is actually a bad thing to do, because if you eat all your Easter candy, that actually might give you the diabetes.
Wait, what if your so-called diabetes is just a result of your increased sugar intake, and like it's a temporary thing? That would be funny.
We should make a movie about it, the diabetes.
I'm like, I need to eat the sugar. The sugar is my crack.
Diabetes?
Well,
I wake up in the morning and drink half a can of Mountain Dew.
Well, you'll have to have a permanent insulin pump on you.
That's not fair. I like to cut myself. I'm not an emo kid. I don't need to be doing blood tests 6 times a day.
But Liberty Medical will pay for your testing supplies.
Well,
We were Medicare and she was the fat.
I said, you're going to wake up one day and there's going to be a DVD there and you're going to have a Band-Aid on your arm. And you're not going to know where it's from.
Ryan, you can be the next poster boy for Liberty Medical. You can show them the new permanent insulin pump. See, I can eat all the sugar I want. I still have the diabetes.
It doesn't bode too well for me because on both sides of the family, the diabetes runs strong.
Oh,
my grandpa is borderline diabetic, and my other one is diabetic.
Ooh.
At least he'll always have sugar-free candy.
Oh, let's talk about
sugar. Ass. Tastes like ass. As a matter of fact, I think when I go home, I'll have a Cadbury egg. Not the caramel
I hate
one.
You!
The real ones, the ones that you need an insulin shot for.
Don't give me the diabetes.
But they're so yummy!
I only get them like every once a year.
Yeah, and also they're smaller now.
Well, you have six of them!
That's right, I do.
Diabetes.
But they're so yummy!
I remember when they used to be like this big. Remember that? Oh my god.
Oh,
I used to get them when
god.
I was 3 years old. My dad bought them for me. They were like this big and oh, so good.
I can feel my teeth melt.
I know, your teeth do rot when you eat that. Oh.
But it's so worth it.
It's like Turkish delight.
It's so good.
I remember that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Get that intolerance.
I know about Turkish delight.
You know you're a real man if you can eat one of them and live.
It's like jelly inside chocolate. Truly good.
I'll put some chest on your hair. Oh, no, wait, some hair on your chest.
Okay, anything else on their miscellaneous?
I'm sure there's plenty we could talk about.
Max's Corner.
Max's Corner. It's his corner.
Welcome to the corner, where for 2 minutes we discuss nonsense. What do you want to talk about today, Ben?
Stop bringing me into this!
You're the only one who wants to talk.
Economics lessons.
Economics lessons.
Oh, yeah, Speed Grapher's only $49.99 now for the whole thing.
Not now, Chief! I'm in the fucking zone!
You have nothing to talk about.
Sure I do.
I give you a 2 minute section, and you squander it.
I have a good idea. Why don't you promote your film fest?
Why not? On April the 5th, we shall be having a glorious film fest. Following the film fest, we will be downloading code Gaius. Gaius, whichever
it's
you
It's not
going to
come out until about 12 o'clock Sunday night.
I care not. I shall still be downloading.
Or maybe Monday.
And following that, we'll have April 12th. You see, on April 12th, we're going to go to Philadelphia.
Yay, for a nice little... Well, I'm actually had nothing planned that day, so...
April 13th, I got an invite today for Newcastle Anime Festival or whatever. I don't know where that is.
Oh.
But yes, you see, I know April 12th is going to be even more epic than the Ides of March.
Yeah, because I know Scientology, they're planning to have counter-protests.
Oh, I have an erection. That's a good sign.
What?
It's a sign. It's a sign from God, in fact. We are going to triumph over Scientology.
No. That's not a sign.
I'm going to stand over there.
Yeah.
Away from me.
That ain't correct.
The sign that Frank is on the case is a sign that Scientology's days are numbered.
That's a bad sign, then, because we still don't have that.
He's on the case.
Yeah, did you ever upload the picture so
we
you
still have
the
tomorrow.
The best.
You just lost the game.
Crap. And all of our listeners
just
lost
the
game.
You all lost the game!
I am sorry, you have failed at the Shrine of the Silver Monkey.
Frank is
that
gone.
That thing is rigged.
Okay.
It probably is.
It's not rigged. People are stupid.
No. The fact that they sold it that far to get that far in to actually go into the temple, they shouldn't be able to put a monkey together unless, like, the people are bribing them. Or, you know, like, something is seriously wrong with the monkey.
It's a leg, a body, and a head.
Maybe they put oil on it.
Did they ever play the game, the puzzle game, when you were a little kid and 3 years old and you matched the shapes into the cookie cutter slot?
Yes.
I had one of them.
I
was able to match the shapes into the puzzle.
You remember that game?
No,
yeah.
I didn't have
you're
that.
You're
the Fisher Clown that I put together.
Remember Perfection?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was insane.
Do you remember the Fisher Price flashlights where you could change the colors?
I almost had a heart attack.
Remember
Perfection?
The glowworm?
I had a glowworm.
Teddy Ruxpin! The Teddy Ruxpin dolls.
We talked
oh,
about
God.
This already.
I had a Big Bird and Ross told me stories.
That's kind of creepy.
Aw.
Did you hear about the upcoming sequel to Tub Girl?
Oh,
God.
Damn it.
What?
No.
Upcoming coming to sleep with a wife?
Tub girl.
Tub girl?
One of those the tub girl.
I haven't seen it on me yet.
No, I haven't.
That's amazing.
Maybe I have to refresh my memory.
Is that picture of the oh, I don't know.
Okay, go ahead and talk about it. Come on.
That chick was like in a tub upside down and she ends up crapping on her face.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
lovely.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh.
Man the harpoons, anyone?
Wait, you've been on B as long as you have and you haven't gotten tub girl.
Fuck the
yet.
Death Star! Use the moon!
That's amazing.
That is very lucky, apparently.
Okay, so, balls. Use them.
So, on that note, I think we should
end.
I'm here at Liberty Medical, and there's something I want you to hear.
Diabetes. Diabetes education.